Indonesia is a huge country. It's a country of some 250 million people. And what goes along with that is that it has some 20,000 politicians. I'm delighted now to introduce you to the man who is the most popular politician in Indonesia, the most popular of all of those 20,000. He's a governor. He's a Metallica fan. Is he a presidential candidate? More on that a little bit later. His formal title is the Governor Joko Widodo of Jakarta. Governor, thanks so much for speaking to us. Yeah, you would have read the poll yesterday that said that you are the most popular politician in Indonesia, that you could become the next president if you wanted to be. How does it feel to be that popular?
I don't know. I'm still focused on Jakarta problem, yeah. Flood, traffic jam, and then street finder. I have many problems here, so I don't want to think about survey or about the polling.
Yeah, but it must be nice to know. I mean, you're fairly new to the job. You became the governor in September last year, and so you haven't been there very long, but to know you have that much support already, it must be a good feeling.
Yeah, I think that the first important is how to build the people trust to my province government. It's very important. Because when the people trust to the government, they will support our program.
Now, you've mentioned there were a lot of challenges in Jakarta. There still are. It's built on a floodplain. It floods regularly. The traffic is very, very difficult. Public transport is an issue. There's lots of poverty. So all of these things you had to deal with. Let's start, I think, with housing for the poor. You've got this program of taking people out of the slums and into low-cost housing, low-cost rental apartments. How does that work?
Next month, we will start to build the low-cost housing to relocate people from the riverbank, then also from around of the dam, and we move to the vertical housing because we will normalizing the river.
So these are slums that are built around the river?
Yeah. So some yes, some near the river, but some also 5 kilo, 7 kilometer from the river.
Okay. How many people do you need to move in a city like Jakarta?
For example, we must move around 7,000 family.
In one dam?
In one dam. And then in Jakarta, there is 13 rivers across Jakarta. In one river, for example, like Ciliwung rivers, we must relocate 34,000 family to the vertical housing.
How much does it cost to do all of that?
Every block of the vertical housing apartment, there is 96 room, and the cost one block is $1.8 million.
One of the other things that you've tried to do is introduce healthcare cards for the poor. Yeah. Now, I understand there are probably about nearly 5 million people who would be eligible.
Yes, 4.7.
And what would happen? They would take these cards and they would go into hospitals or something like that and they would get free treatment? Is that the idea?
Yes.
So you've said 4.7 million people are eligible, but how many people are actually using them at the moment? Do you know?
No, this already we give to 1.7 million.
I've been reading that there have been some problems with people using these cards. They've been going to hospitals, for example, and being rejected, things like that. Hospitals would refuse to serve them or tell them that their card didn't work when they didn't really know what was going on. Have you heard those stories?
Yes, I think this system, this in process, so this system we must improve every day because this new system. But in fact, the people need this card.
Mm. Well, there's no doubt that people need it, but how long do you think it'll take before Jakarta has a healthcare system where these 4.7 million poor people will be able to...
In 2 years.
2 years. In 2 years. How many hospitals do you need to build?
I think now this already joined with our Jakarta headquarters, 93 hospital.
Okay.
And then from the government, I mean the national government and then province government, we have 23. So I think we need only maybe 3 or 4 hospitals enough.
Okay, all right.
Enough.
Public transport and getting around in Jakarta generally, traffic is a big issue. Everyone wants to talk about it. One of the things that you are now beginning to work on is this mass rapid transit system, like a big train system. It's a very hard thing for a city that's as big as Jakarta already to try to implement this. How are you going to go about that?
You know, that the planning of the MRT, this already 24 years ago. And then monorail, the planning this already 14 years ago and not yet decided. This last month, this already we decide for the MRT. So this starting from MRT. It's already start. We have decided the contractor, this from Japan already, and then next month we will decide also for monorail.
How long will it take to finish that project?
Monorail, 3.5 years.
And then MRT?
For MRT, around 7 years.
Looking at this program, you're building apartments that will have to house poor people that are in the slums. You've got these healthcare cards. Now I need you. You're going to have to build hospitals in the next few years. You're going to build a whole subway system in the next 6 to 7 years and a monorail system in 3.5 years. Are you at all worried that you're not going to be able to do all of this within those time frames?
We have money. In our budget, we have money.
The other big project you have is dredging, and Jakarta is built on a floodplain. It floods regularly. We've just seen some terrible floods in Jakarta earlier this year, and so you're going to dredge near the rivers, I understand, to try to reduce some of the flooding. This, again, a very big project. And you do have people that are there, for example, in some of the floodplains, in the dams.
Yes, we have.
You've got squatters there.
We have already the planning. We have already.
Well, what's going to happen to those people?
Yeah, like I told you, the people in the riverbank, for example, we moved to the new location.
One of the things about your governing style that's very interesting is that it's very connected to the people, it's very open.
Yeah, every day I stay in the office maybe only 1 hour. After that, I go to the campus, visit to the people, and then ask about the problem there, to know what the people need, to know what the people want, because I always listen to the citizen aspiration. It's very important for me. The people need to know the people want. And then after that, if there is problem there, I can call to my staff and then to solve the problem direct.
I have to talk about 2014, about the presidential election. You're ahead in the polls. You've got a vote, if you want it, you've got a vote there that is a long way ahead of the nearest rival. I think you're at 29% and I think Prabowo is second at the moment with about 16% of the vote. Everybody wants to know whether or not you're going to run next year, because it seems that if you did, you'd have a very good chance of becoming president. Will you do it?
And then I'm still focused on my problem in Jakarta.
But you must have thought about it. And you would know that the field at the moment for the president doesn't really have a standout candidate. If you wanted to become the president, this would be your best chance, wouldn't it?
Really? No, I don't want to think about that.
Would you consider running as a vice president, perhaps with Megawati?
I don't know. You can ask to Ibu Megawati.
But see, you haven't said no yet. Have you made a decision?
No, because until now, really, I'm still focused on the problem of Jakarta.
We'll find out, I suppose, a bit later on, maybe next year. I want to touch on the issue of corruption, because it's a big issue in Indonesia at the moment. And you've spoken out against corruption, and there's a story that concerns a guitar that Metallica gave you, which is a very good way of illustrating this. Tell us about the guitar that Metallica gave you when they were in town?
There is a music promoter from Jakarta. He goes to US and then he met the bassist of Metallica. And then he told to Robert Trujillo that our governor, like you, fans of you.
You're a Metallica fan.
Yeah. And then from Trujillo, he gave me the bass.
Bass guitar.
Yeah.
And then there's footage of you playing this bass guitar on television, I think. So it must have been, as a Metallica fan, you must have loved that. But then,
yeah, of course.
But then you gave the bass guitar to a corruption body, is that right?
Yes. I gave to the corruption body because in my feeling, this bass guitar, people think that this is a gratification. Yeah.
Right, so it might be like a bribe or something like that. Mm. So you gave it voluntarily. They didn't ask you. Mm. You gave it to them.
Yeah.
Were you expecting that they would say it's okay and give it back to you?
Yesterday, this already decided from corruption body that the bass guitar is gratification. So now owned by state.
Yeah, so the guitar is now state property. Mm-hmm. Do you ever look at that guitar and just wish that it was yours?
I don't know, but yeah, of course, I like this bass guitar. Yeah, but yeah, in fact, when the corruption body said that this gratification, yes, I
well, you, yeah, give to them. You have to accept it. And I suppose the message is more important than the symbol.
Yeah.
But I can't let you go before I hear more about your musical tastes, because I was not expecting that the governor of Jakarta and perhaps the next president of Indonesia was a metal fan, was a Metallica fan. Well, have you been into Metallica for a long time?
Yes, because from 30 years ago, I like Metallica, Megadeth.
Megadeth?
Judas Priest, and then
Judas
Deep Purple.
Priest, you're a Judas Priest fan.
And then Deep Purple, Queen.
I'm possibly the biggest Queen fan in the world. Could we have a lengthy conversation about Queen?
No, I like metal, that music, because, you know, give what we call, give the spirit. Yeah.
There's a lot of energy in it.
Yeah, give a lot of energy.
What's your favorite Metallica song?
Many.
Yeah.
We have One.
Oh.
Shianit.
Yep.
And then The House of Jack Blade.
Yes.
And then
you've raised some classics. Governor Jokowi, thank you so much for speaking to us. It's been an honor to be accepted into your office and have the chance to talk. That's Joko Widodo. He's the governor of Jakarta, affectionately known in these parts as Jokowi, speaking to us there. A very special edition of RN Drive, coming to you from Jakarta.
I'm screaming. Nobody pays any attention. If I had arms, I could kill myself. If I had legs, I could run away. If I had a voice, I could talk and be some kind of...
Spot of Metallica there to bring us back to Australia. A big metal scene in Indonesia.